Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First, there was talk about maybe Wilkinsburg should merge with Pittsburgh, and all hell broke loose. No, you know, everybody's talking about it. And then Pittsburgh City Council now identifying other communities that may be up for a merger. We're talking like Penn Hills or Brentwood or Dormont or Edgewood and more.
Why don't we just annex everything in Allegheny County? Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Teresa Kale Smith, president of Pittsburgh City Council and representative of District 2. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
So let's start with Wilkinsburg, since that's been the one that a lot of people thought might happen, annexing with the city of Pittsburgh. And in your role as president of Pittsburgh City Council, how do you feel about that?
I think that it's something that we need to look into. Council, I know, wants to have the right numbers, right answers. They need to talk to our school district, to their school district. We respect their borough council. We want to talk with them and the residents of the city of Pittsburgh. And so there's just a lot that we're looking into, to be quite honest. And that's what prompted this legislation.
And is this an idea to increase or get back the people who have fled the city, increase the population of the city in order to get more federal funding, tax money?
I think that for us, for city council, we're looking at a way to grow our city, but we're also looking at a way to make our region competitive. And I know that the county exec is a firm believer in the merger, the annexation, I apologize, of Wilkinsburg. And it's because of that I started to look into it, because I know that I have a great respect for him, and I know that he wouldn't present something if he didn't believe that it would really help. But on our side of town, we have a lot of concern because we're watching the East End grow and prosper, which is wonderful, and we're so thankful for that. But we also want to be a part of that. And so trying to understand how that will affect, you know, north, south, and west of Pittsburgh as well.
So for those
there's a lot of questions.
Who haven't heard, what is your proposal? What is your legislation?
So my proposal, everyone's naming communities. It's just to say that this is a template. First and foremost, we're taking a six-month period for council members to do an investigative, to investigate the idea of a merger with Wilkinsburg and what that would mean. They have 6 months to do it. They'll look into every one of them, chair a committee, and they're all extremely bright, and they'll evaluate and look into what it might do for parks and what it might do for the Parks Committee would look under parks and what's needed in Wilkinsburg and how that would affect Pittsburgh. What's needed in snow removal and how that would affect Pittsburgh. And that's a big subject right now.
Yeah.
And how maybe it would affect our school district, and that would come under intergovernmental affairs. So each committee and each council member will have a charge, but I'm also going to put in place an advisory committee, and we'll work with our universities and other elected officials and attorneys and people to help us understand this and to move it as quickly so we have an answer for people within six months. And the other part is to create a template. So if this would ever come up again, that a borough would want to annex into the city of Pittsburgh or merge with us with some services or any type of unification with the city of Pittsburgh, this is the template to follow that everyone's involved. So yeah, it's twofold.
That's very interesting. And, you know, the city of Pittsburgh, I mean, merging services would save everybody a lot of money, technically or philosophically. But a lot of the suburbs have great school districts, and the city of Pittsburgh is struggling right now. Aetna is part of Shaler School District. How would you absorb Aetna into the city of Pittsburgh public schools, or do you take also over Millvale Reserve and Shaler as well? And so same thing with like Carlington.
That is the question, right? So that's a huge question. It's a huge concern for a lot of people. And I that's one of the things the Intergovernmental Affairs Committee will look into. How our school districts would be affected, if they would be affected, and how they might overcome any obstacles that might be there, or what needs to happen to overcome any obstacles. It's not even, you know, it's not even before us, really. It's just the only thing that is before us right now is Wilkinsburg. So, but in the event that happens down the road, it should be a conversation that we have. I think it's a concern for a lot of people. We want to make our region competitive. And, you know, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with making our region as competitive as we can and help build jobs and do wonderful things as a region. But I also know that there are obstacles that we need to figure out and overcome. But we've been having this conversation for such a long time. I thought, let's put this to rest. Let's figure out what we have to do and if it would work, you know, once and for all.
So to be clear, you're not necessarily against annexing Wilkinsburg. You just want more time, and then you want to set a template that would create a process that you would go through inside of 6 months. Is that correct?
So for 6 months and for any future, anyone who may want to annex into the city in the future, not that we would pursue any of it, but if somebody would want to come and join the city of Pittsburgh, how we can welcome them in a way that's not harmful to them or to our residents especially, because that's who we're elected to represent.
All right. Well, we appreciate your willingness to come on and explain that because a judge had ordered you, the council, to vote on this annexation within 30 days.
And we will. I have two pieces of legislation. One is to turn down the annexation, deny the annexation, and the other is this template to say, look, we need more time. And that's, you know, the time frame that we were given is just not quick enough. It's just too quick for us. We really have to do our due diligence.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.